Blog Talk Radio.
Halloween Jack and the Bone Jangler. It's the eerie late night.
Yep, what the man said. That's us. Right here on the eerie late night radio show. Hey, we made it 2 weeks in a row. Hooray. And who are we? Well, I'm one of your hosts, Handsome Halloween Jack of the Haunted Theater.
And I am your other host. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the Bone. January, that's right. Happy, super, sexy, scary Saturday night, monster kids. How the heck are you?
maybe I should lay off the martinis. I almost forgot who I was. Like when I went to introduce myself, I was like, wait a minute. I had to stop and think for a minute because it's and I'm having a martini because it's a celebration. It's been an absolutely fantastic night on the Monster Channel and all kinds of records being broken all over the place, and it's a brand new Bone Jangler show, amazing show, and the re-debut of our guests tonight, Drac, and the debut of Countess Carita. Wait a minute, I got to do this right. Let me set this up here. I got to hang on. Here we go. Oh, I just love this music. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're here live on the Eerie Late Night Radio Show with your host, the Bone Jangler, and Halloween Jack. And tonight's guest, straight from the Monster Channel, just now, we have the legendary horror host, Drac, and the lovely Countess Carita. Welcome.
Oh, doggone it, Jack. Thanks for having us. Oh, listen to that music. Listen to that swing. Is that great stuff?
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful.
I love it.
Which of you were, you were watching the Monster Channel tonight, that was the theme for Transylvania Tonight, starring Countess Carita and Drac.
Yeah, you know, that is by the Dave Ricard Big Band. It's on a CD called I Know That Song, Volume 1. And I was telling Countess Carita the past couple months when we were putting the show together, I said, do you know what I'd love to have for opening music is I'd love to have something that sounds like, you know, Swan Lake played by, like, Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Orchestra. And, we went online, we were looking, she found it.
Yeah.
She emailed Dave Ricard, and he told us, yeah, if you're going to use it online, that's fine, go ahead. So if we ever get the broadcast, we'll worry about, like, you know, the broadcast rights then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, Dave Ricard was very nice. Let us use that. And, again, it's I Know That Song, Volume 1 from Lester Beat Records. So, and I just loved
That's
it. It was great.
Amazing. That is an amazing version. Even before we can speak here, we have a caller. And I'm just going to warn everybody, if you're calling in to wish Drac and Countess Carita, tell them how great everything was. We're going to kind of move you in and out, so don't get insulted here. Is that agreed on everybody's part? That's what we're going to do, because I know a lot of people want to call
say
in.
Aye.
So, aye, 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 aye.
Aye.
I got an aye. What about Bones? You aye? Do you aye?
I'm very aye right now.
That cat is eye. Look at that look in his eye. He's higher than
okay.
The sky.
Let's see. What's it letting? Hello, caller. You're on the Eerie Late Night Radio Show.
It's Julie White from West Virginia.
Julie White.
Wow. Hey, Julie. How are you?
Good.
Julie, congratulations. People may not know this, but a few weeks ago, Julie went to the Vampire's Ball. Where's that held, Julie?
In Winfield, West Virginia.
And what were you?
And I won Vampire Ball. I won Vampire Ball Queen.
She is the queen of the vampires. You know, my count is green as the countess, but Julie is now the queen of the vampires. Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, so did you watch
your
show tonight?
Amazing.
Oh, I watched it, and I live streamed it for you, for all the Jackpot family.
I saw that on Facebook. You did that for our 3,200 now members of the official Drac fan page. Thank you, Julie.
Well, thank you, too.
We love you, honey.
Now, wait a minute.
I live
in Virginia. How come I didn't hear about this Vampire Ball thing?
Well,
it's West Virginia.
Yeah.
Ah, West Virginia. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so busy on the Monster Channel, I don't hear anything about anything anyway, so... But congratulations.
I know.
Great news.
Thank you.
Great news.
I know how it feels to be busy. I've been busy myself.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of responsibilities now as the queen of the vampires.
Yeah.
and
okay,
that's right.
So you said you liked the show tonight?
Oh, I loved it. I loved everything about it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and it's just about midnight, so her duties must be, you must be getting out there to do your vampire duties, right?
Maybe.
Is it midnight the time? Yeah? All right, well, you go bite a few necks, okay?
I just want to tell Karita something.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Tell me whatever you want.
I adore you. I love you. And you are freaking beautiful with or without makeup. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not, sweetheart, because you are.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I tell her that all the time, though, Julie. And you know what? She's not just beautiful. She's not just beautiful outside. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful person. She's kind of like, you know, one of the sweetest people we ever met. At the end of the show, you saw Veronica Carlson. Veronica Carlson is a real sweetheart. Karita is just like that. And she is bright. She is creative, artistic. You know, she paints. We mentioned on the show tonight she has a couple of short stories coming out in books. You know, they're going to be published within the next year or so. You know, and on top of all of that, you know, she edited the whole show tonight. She put all of that together herself. Halloween Jack, you gave her a couple of pointers there, and she took that ball and ran with it.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't put the credit in there because she wanted the credit to be editor Stephanie and Karita, right? And the guys that annoyed Stephanie and Karita, okay, Bob and Drac. I tell her, you know, take 15 frames off here and, you know, give me another beat on this or another 2 seconds here, you know. So, well, thank you for calling in, Julie.
Thank
I
you
love
so
you
much.
Guys
we appreciate
so much.
It.
I love all you.
Oh, and
you're
we love
welcome,
you too, honey.
Darling.
We love you
okay,
too.
Okay, bet. Night, night.
You have a great night and go bite some neck, okay? Go necking.
Oh,
okay?
Lord. All right.
You have a good night.
Lots
wow.
of necking.
Yep. Lots of necking. Now, what can I say? A sterling commentary on tonight's show. Absolutely great. We all agree. It's great to have Drac back. It's great to see you too, Karita.
I mean, you both did
a wonderful job tonight, and everybody in the chat loved it. And as everybody said, we're looking forward to more. So
well,
I have
you.
To ask you both, as the editor, as the stars, how did this all feel to be doing this?
Karita?
It was fantastic, of course. No, it was a lot. It was a lot of work, a lot of stress, a lot of wondering how in the world are we going to get this done. But we got it done, and it was so wonderful to be in the chat and see people's reactions, and on Facebook, on our page, the official Drac fan page. There's been so much comments already on the show, and it's just been so great.
It was very gratifying for me, Jack. You know, earlier today, Carita said, did you feel like this the first time? Because I was kind of like had opening night jitters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I said, you mean like when my birthday special was on or they ran the induction special when I got into the Hall of Fame? And she said, no, I mean like the first time, like when Frank and Drac went on. And I said, no, because you know what? I was probably too stupid to realize and just took it all for granted. I think I appreciate it more right now. I think I appreciate, mm-hmm. I've told you, you and Bones and, boy, everybody that's involved, like Jason and Matthew Brassfield, Jason Hignite, Matthew Brassfield, all the 3,200 members of our page, how much I appreciate it now. You know, it's like that country song, you know, be glad you have what you have when you have it until you find out everything you have is gone. This is a second
mm-hmm.
chance, and I'm loving it. In fact, Bones, you asked me about this on the phone a couple of weeks ago. You said,
oh, yeah.
Let me get this straight. You were probably like, you know, just in the doldrums and just like on a treadmill going through every day, and I was. And since March, I feel like there's been a rebirth, and I really enjoyed the show tonight. I got to tell you, when we did the show, though, the first convention where we shot the interviews, we had gone in a day early to set up and woke up Friday morning getting ready to go over to the hotel for the convention. And I was thinking, okay, I asked Halloween Jack if he wanted an interview show for the Munster Channel. Now, how am I going to do that? You know, so everything that you saw this evening, this was like guerrilla video, you know.
It was.
Yeah, it was like
seriously was.
That entire 2 hours, with the exception of the inserts that Carita and I put in it,
yeah.
was done at that convention and just grabbing people and saying, come into this room, you're going to talk to us, you know. Like Veronica Carlson, when we got her out in the lobby, and she said, what? I said, yeah, come on in here and do an interview with us. And she said, well, how do I look? I told her, I said, Veronica, you're the best-looking doggone Veronica Carlson in the dump. Come on, let's go. And she came in, and her interview was so good. I mean, you know, we cleaned up with that one. That was the last interview of the night. And we did them all that way. We just snagged people, and we're so lucky to get people that were just open with us and sat down and talked to us, like Sam Irvin and Cortland Hull, and, I mean, David Colton from the Classic Horror Film Board, our writers, Frank Delastrito, Brad Braddock, Kurt McCoy. I mean, we could go on and on and on, you know. And everybody was just at ease, and they're the ones that made me look good. And Carita was running the camera the entire time. I kept trying to get her to do the interviews, a couple of them. And she wouldn't do it. She said, no, you do the interviews. I'll just, like, you know, make sure it's videoing and everything, you know. And so everybody just made me look good by, like, standing behind what we were doing and seeing it tonight. I think it played out pretty doggone good. I know. You guys think so?
I agree. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it worked out really good, and it's interesting because, and Jack knows all about this, I've been having technical difficulties. I've said since the very first show, I've talked about their mortal technology and how it blows, and it's not my friend. And there's been problems, technical problems, getting this new show that was on of mine tonight, the Uncle Was a Vampire film with Christopher Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling Jack, you know, before there was these problems, I'm like, I'm almost done with this show. You know, it would be perfect to be on when Drac comes back. And I said, but Drac's telling me it's going to be like the end of September, you know, and it's like, you know, I can't wait that long. Well, because of these problems with this mortal technology, it took a month to get the show on, and it was perfectly timed because your return aired tonight.
Hey, Bones, I hate to break it to you. But it wasn't Mortal Technology that did that. We wanted that show running tonight, okay? So we talked to people. You may be omnipresent, omniscient from beyond, but we got friends in high places too, pal. we wanted you running that movie tonight, too.
It all worked out perfectly that way, and I think it showed, and there was a buzz about the show. The double feature, that's the show I'm talking about now, that there was people excited about this, and I kind of had a feeling we were going to break some sort of record, but as Jack pointed out tonight on the Monster Channel, we broke a few different records, and what a great night to do it. And you know, I still feel like it's, you know, it's like half summer and it's like half Halloween. So, like, the mood is just right. People are in high spirits. And then a night like this comes along and you come back. Karita makes her debut. Just a bunch of vampires going on. And then, of course, Space Angel and his lipstick. And before it all began.
With the space duster.
That's right. It's perfect. Perfect timing.
I'll tell you what was perfect timing. You mentioned high spirits just when I was taking a sip of my martini. That's good timing right there.
Yeah, it is. Told you. Told you should have one.
Talk about this cat is high. We got two of them.
Yeah, he talked me into it. He talked me into it. I said, Are you sure? But okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talk about, like, the glamorous life of the Count and Countess Dracula. While we were waiting to tune in to Bones and Transylvania Tonight, and you want to tell them what we were doing, Karita?
Oh, ripping up carpet.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. That's
whoa,
right.
Whoa,
we were
whoa.
Ripping up carpet. Wait, no. We're talking about carpeting, okay?
We were oh, boy. I was going to say something.
Oh, doggone it. We're going to wash your mouth out. We're going to wash your brains out with soap. Yeah.
Can I do it?
Yeah, with Brillo and steel wool. Yeah, there you go.
I'm washing my mouth out with a martini, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready. We're building a Castle Dracula set down in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And we've got three sections of wall that are just about completed. We're going to go all around the Castle Dungeon rec room. And when people have been asking in the chat, are you going to be hosting horror movies again? We've got the first one picked out.
Mm-hmm.
We want to shoot it at some point within the next few weeks and get it over to you, Jack, to run during Halloween week. If you'll have us.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
Very quiet about
that. Everybody in the chat. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at what people are saying in the chat. And I'm like, Morty's saying I double dog dare you. I'm saying double dog dare what? What are you talking about? Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things that everybody was pointing out in the chat tonight. They say, are you going to be back? Are you going to host movies? Are you going to do this? And, you know, we were like, absolutely, he's going to be back. And Countess Karita is going to be back. Aside from the technical issues and everything else, and I know how hard it is to, you know, do interviews at a convention. I mean, we've all tried to do them, and they go well or they don't or whatever. Just how did it feel just doing a show, all the technical issues and everything aside?
It felt great, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, and I hate it when people gave me answers like this. That's why with Riku Browning, for example, I switched from talking about the creature to Flipper. Because he'd heard, like, questions 1,000 times, you know. So when I asked him about Flipper, he got engaged. But like I said, it was very gratifying. I appreciate it even more now than I did back in 1987. Because back then, you know, I think I've mentioned before, I had done a lot of theater. I came out of theatrical companies. I'd worked with Tom Hanks and Kathy Bates and Robert Forster and Barry Corbin. And here I was going to be doing a show in Cleveland. And it was like, yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to do now. That's the next gig, you know. Now we warp forward, like, what is it, 32 years now? And
yeah,
it's been a long time since I put on the cape. Yeah, it's 32 years because that's how old Karita is. She was a month old when Frank and Drac went on. And it's just, thank you. It's just much sweeter now. Yeah, it's like, okay, if we're sliding into home right now, we're going to do it in style, thanks to all our friends at the Monster Channel and the official Drac fan page. Yeah, we're having a good time. So, yeah, it felt very good, Jack. Thank you.
And
now,
Karita,
this is the question
I mean,
for you. Oh, go ahead, Karita.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, Drac was talking about having the jitters. Did you feel any of that, or how comfortable were you in front of the camera?
Oh, I was pretty comfortable. I, of course, there was one part of our commentary that he was telling me, okay, I'm going to say this, 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 and you say these things. And so I think I spent 2 days going over those lines, and I think that was the worst part of the show. But other than that, I really am very comfortable in front of the camera. Doesn't bother me.
And, you know, coming up when we do the, like the, oh, go ahead, Jack.
No, I was just going to say, you're not alone there, because that's exactly what happens with Jacqueline and I whenever we film. It's the same thing. I said, well, I'm going to say this, and you're going to say this, 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 this. Okay, you got it? Let's go. I said, huh? What? What did you say? You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jack, I'm
sorry.
And I want to
say, at the conventions that we interviewed people, after about 5 or 6 people that we had interviewed, and of course this is the first time I'm meeting these people, and it's very exciting for me. But Drac is just going up to them, approaching them so casually, saying, "Okay, come to this room, or come sit over here, and we'll interview you," and just so comfortable with these people. And I finally asked him after 6 or 7 people that we had interviewed, I said, "Do you know these people?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, you sure fooled me, because you act like you've known these people for decades."
Oh, yeah. He's
but
very
that's how
suave
he is.
And
he
smooth.
Just approaches them very, yes, yes.
I've never
and
met
he's
a
very
stranger.
Charming. That's why they don't say no. And you got to teach that to me.
Now, I have a question, Jack, because Bones said that there were multiple records broke tonight. And before we got to the actual numbers, you know, I went off on a tangent, okay? So do we need a drum roll? What were those numbers?
Which ones? Because there were several. There was
let's hear
395 cities all around the world.
Yes.
There was 110 countries. And I think we peaked at 775 viewers in the U.S. alone.
Yes.
That's not including all the countries and everything. I mean, I really,
nice.
You know, I'd have to add up those numbers, because each country shows you how many people are watching, and there might be just one in each country. But, I'd have to go back and add that all up. But,
that'll give you something to do.
I think we could count.
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
You gotta watch tonight, right?
Before I go to bed, I'll do that all tonight. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Did you Uganda watch?
I was gonna, what's that?
Did you Uganda watch tonight?
Uganda.
I think.
Yeah.
What was it? I think they're in there. I believe.
I think they're there. Yeah.
Yeah, because Candace Creed and I found out we're very big in Uganda.
Yes, we are. We have a big fan base in Uganda. Seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
When we go to the new show.
Bones and I are trying to win over Prague, but I don't know if we have a chance in hell of that. We're trying.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, may the force be with you.
Yeah. I know a student
in Prague. No, Uganda's on the list. Uganda's on the list there.
Yeah, that's Zake Jeffrey or Jeffrey Zake. He may go first name, last name, but Zake, if you're listening tonight, because I think he was going to, like, move over from show to the radio show. So, Zake, shout out to everybody in Uganda.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I have to say, I mean, I'd have to go back and look, and I can't remember what country it was, but I got this really wonderful, sweet email from someone who said, and I found this hard to believe. I forget what, I wish I can remember what country it was. He said that they only have one cable channel in that country. They only have one channel.
Oh my.
And he said that he was so thrilled that he found the Monster Channel, because he said it's like nothing he's ever seen before. And I wish I can remember. I have to go back and look at the email if I can find it. But, I mean, and that's what makes it all worth it to me and everybody else, I'm sure.
Sure, there's a variety.
But,
You know, the other thing about what you ask about how it felt tonight, and it's the way that you and Bones and, again, Jason Hignite, Matthew Brassfield, have accepted me back into the fold, and about horror hosting. And how lost I was, and that there was a following out there who still remembered. And, you know, it's like we're going to be doing Gilardi Fest coming up in October, I think second weekend of October.
I believe so.
11th, 12th, 13th.
I believe so.
And that is all about horror hosting. That's a convention that just glorifies the horror host. It's about Gilardi.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have legendary Big Chuck Schadowski, Little John, Bob Wells. So it's, you know, Houlihan and Big Chuck and Big Chuck and Little John. There are going to be others there. The Mummy and the Monkey are going to be there. I'm going to be there with Carita, Don O'Malley from Don's Breakfast Cereal that runs on the Monster Channel. The guys from the Midnight.
Wonderful. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah. All of them are going to be there. And that's what's exciting is coming back into this fold where it's like, I think I've said before that it's like the Justice League of horror hosts with you guys and all these people. And again, this show that we're going to do, Gilardi Fest, is just all about the horror hosts. You know, some of the shows don't seem to really embrace the horror host as much, but that's what this one is all about. So, and that's what makes this tonight so special, is we're getting this under our belt before we go into shows like that and mix and mingle with the rest of our peers.
Well, make sure you give me a call before you go, because I'll tell you, there might be some people there from the Legion of Doom. So I want to tell
uh-oh.
You who to avoid and who
yeah,
to watch out
right.
for. So.
Well, we'll
we get another
say
caller.
The magic word.
We get another
uh-oh,
caller.
Better
I. Okay, I. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You're on the Late Night Radio Show. Who's this?
This is Gary Smith.
Hey,
Gary.
Get out of here. Gary,
I watched,
really?
What? I watched.
So, Gary, how does it feel to be seen internationally playing the role of Elton John?
Well, it seemed all so surreal, you know?
It did for me too, pal. Yeah, it was like a Salvador Dali painting, let me tell you.
Yeah. It seemed like
I told you it was.
Those,
oh, I'm sorry.
Those glasses I bought a couple of years ago, I was wondering if that was going to be a blessing or a curse.
Well,
oh,
which
I
is
love
it?
Your glasses.
Which is it?
I don't know.
Don't tell them. Don't.
Still trying to figure
lie
it out.
To them.
I love that bit, and Gary
I
was just
too.
Like, he looked at like you know, was like. Yeah, okay. I'll
I don't
talk
know
to
what
you,
the
you know.
Heck is going on.
Well, that's what made it work, Gary.
Yeah.
You were great, Gary. I laugh so hard every time we watch that bit. It's just hilarious.
That's right. And
then
every
I
time
see my
we
name
run through it. Yeah.
Yeah, your name
then
in
I
the
see
credits.
My, I see my name in the credits.
Elton John, performed by Gary Smith.
Yeah. Gary, you've got to call your local newspaper and tell them about this, right?
Hey,
right.
Gary, not to mention, people in the chat room are saying you're a celebrity now. There you go.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Remember, Gary called in recently. I told him women would be throwing their bras, panties, car keys, house keys, everything at him, you know?
The board
get
papers.
Ready, Gary. It's coming, boy.
I gotta buy sunglasses.
Yeah, I told you, you got to do the universal fanfare. Don't worry, we won't get sued. Go ahead. Remember?
Okay, you want it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to send this out to our favorite werewolf tonight, Slash Cooper, you know, because Slash is just recovering from dental surgery. He's had oral surgery, and this is for him because he's our favorite werewolf.
Yeah, you hurry up.
How was that?
That was wonderful. See, that Kazoo College paid off, didn't it? I saw all that.
Well, it wasn't just college. It was studying with the masters. It was the postgraduate.
Well,
work.
Anyway, we're heading out of a live broadcast here, but this craziness is going to continue in the archive. So everyone, you want to, within a half hour after the show, you can listen to the archive if you're still up, and I want to thank everybody that was in chat, especially Mortimer Van Creeps in there, Slane, and Vincent Grimley, France's favorite horror host. So we'll be back live next week on the Eerie Late Night Radio Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.
Yeah. Good night.
And there we are. We are in the after party. And you're still there, Gary, right?
Dirty.
We didn't lose you.
All right, let's all let our hair down now and dish. That's what we'll do.
And I have to tell you, everybody in chat was having their own party, and they were talking about your show, and everybody loved it. So there you go.
Yeah. I felt pretty good. The first comment that Carita pointed out to me in chat, because, you know, I just said in the radio program that I wanted it the opening to be like Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Orchestra. And one of the first comments was, gee, this is like the opening for the old Tonight Show. <You know? laughs> So, yeah, I loved it. It was like, yeah, okay, somebody got the pastiche.
There you go. So maybe we'll just interview Gary now, being he's such a celebrity. So, Gary.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Gary.
Go on, Gary.
Yeah.
Come on, Gary.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Batmobile driving Gary Smith. At least
all right.
So, Gary, you said it was surreal. What made it surreal for you?
Well, I don't know. I don't really often see myself on, you know, like home movie or something, you know.
But you look good, and you sounded good.
Thanks. Yeah.
You had a great sense of timing with me. You know what you were doing. Don't kid us.
Well, you just
you
heard him. He agreed with you. He said you look good. He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Well, going forward, we may do more with Gary. You never know. Is that good with you, Gary?
I guess so.
Okay, good.
You got to talk to your. You got to talk to a lawyer. You're going to have to get a lawyer now.
Well, that's, you know,
an entertainment lawyer,
down,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I put down in the end credits for the Dave Ricard Big Band. Mm-hmm. Yes, we kept the email where he said we could use it.
Yeah, a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have a question. With all these celebrity interviews, did you find any resistance from anybody to do it, or was everybody just on board with it? Because, speaking from experience, I've have approached people, and they've told me, you know, and in words that I can't really say here.
You can't say those words right now.
No, I can say them, but I just...
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
But I shouldn't say it. But I've been told to F off quite often. Yeah.
We had resistance from two people.
Yes, that's what I said. Two people.
Yeah.
Who
and,
were they?
One is actually somebody that I've known for years. I've had lunch with him. You know, we've like talked and chatted for at least probably 15 years. He's a very well-known writer on horror films, researcher, does interviews and a lot of books, and it's not Greg Mank, because I got to tell you one thing I could kick myself for. When we did Frank Dellastrito, Greg Mank was next to him, and Frank Dellastrito had to skip town by noon, so we put him in, and I asked Greg if he would do it, and he said sure, and then he had people at his table, so I didn't want to interrupt him selling some books. So we went back to our table in the other room, and when we came back out, he had packed up and gone. And I apologized profusely because we got caught up at our table and didn't get right back. So maybe Greg Mank thought we were blowing him off. We weren't. He was very nice. Mm-hmm. I won't mention the writer's name because, like I said, he's been a friend for a long time. But when he found out it was going to be done on camera, he got cold feet and wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. The other
Are you
person,
talking about Antonio Fargas?
No. No. I think I missed something with that one. I don't know.
That's an old story. We'll tell you about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll look forward to hearing that one. And then the other person that kind of like blew us off is a well-known special effects makeup artist who is known for his work back in the 80s. He was covered.
Are you talking about Tom
face.
Savini again?
Oh, you've heard. Yeah. I mean, you know, I asked him if he'd do an interview with us. He said, yeah, not right now, but we'll do it later. And this was on, like, Sunday morning, you know. I said, well, we're right down the aisle here. When you're ready to do the interview, come and get us, you know, and we'll do it. We'll be happy to do it. He said, okay. And next thing we knew, Tom Savini had packed up and left. So, eh.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not really a refusal. I mean, did I got to ask this. Did anybody ask for cash to do it? Because I've had that happen, too.
No.
Wow. No, not at all.
Wow.
No.
Do I know that
I'm
story?
Telling you. Oh, yeah.
So who were the people, Jack, that you approached?
I really don't want to say.
Now, come on.
But no, that's happened before. I mean, you know,
well,
I walked up to people and said,
Tom
hey,
Savini.
I'd like, you know. Yeah.
I told you, Tom
well,
Savini.
But,
come on. Who?
Yeah, but
come
I,
on,
I don't want to. Don't make me do this. Please.
Come on now.
You brought it up, Jack. You know, it's like when Veronica Carlson didn't want to talk
come
about
on.
Why she moved here, you know. And when Martin Beswick said, do you have time? We got nothing but time. Come on. We have 10 more minutes here.
Martini
what?
And Rossi, come on now.
Well, I'll tell you one
I
person
know
that
who
did.
Asked for cash.
No, I don't want to say this. Don't make me
okay.
do this.
Yeah. No, the one person, come on. Give us one.
Okay, I'll tell you a couple people, but I don't want to cast them in a bad light. Okay, first off, I mean, Dee Wallace. I had asked, Dee Wallace was a sweetheart, and she was actually very nice about it. She said that her management company wouldn't let her do it, which, I mean, that was great. I understand that. I don't want to say this.
Oh, please,
oh,
Jack.
Man.
We love
it's
you.
Not, and it's not even anybody that was in horror. It was someone that was in wrestling, and I love the guy, and I really don't want to say too much about it.
Ooh. Come on now.
All right.
Who was the guy that was at Horror Hound? Yeah.
There was two.
Who were they?
It was,
oh, there was a lot of
Jake
them there. Rhino
Snake
was there.
Yeah.
Well, no, not this time. This was a while ago. Rhino was a great guy. I met Demolition there. They were great.
So who was the guy that said no?
And then he wanted to do the interview, and someone else did the interview with him and actually paid him $40 to do it, and he was only on their show for like 30, 40 seconds maybe.
40,
don't make me
well,
say it. I like the guy. I don't,
high esteem.
I don't. Look, we've gotten into enough trouble in this radio show naming names, so. I know Bones will get this when I say this. Bones, all I have to say about it is, damn. You know what I mean, right?
No.
No?
Bones didn't get it. All right. We throw
oh,
over
boy.
Another card. We move to Kitty Carlisle. Oh, my.
I like that.
Oh,
I'm having fun with you guys.
We always have fun with you. We love
Jack,
to be
come
here.
On now. Tell everybody about Lou Ferrigno.
Oh! Is it the same Lou Ferrigno that was going to beat up Flash Gordon?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, one person that I really had a really bad experience, Linda Blair. Linda Blair was. It wasn't only a refusal, it was like a really F off type thing. You know what I mean? And. I mean,
wow.
Some of them are great. Some of them, like I said, Dee Wallace was great with, you know, she explained it and she said, I would love to do it, but I can't. And that's great. Mm-hmm. That's a nice, you know, that's an explanation. But if someone basically tells you, no, I ain't doing that crap, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. Oh. Well, all the people that we approached.
You guys just want me to change it. Ken Forey. You want me to name names? Ken Forey was another one. Ken Forey. Another guy that was great.
Who's he? Who's Ken Forey? he should have paid you.
Oh boy.
Oh God.
Next thing you know,
I'm gonna be getting some angry texts in the morning, I can tell.
It's coming. Hey,
no,
you should be used to it by now, Jack. We love you.
I shouldn't say, you know, he was willing to do it. It was almost like your experience with Savini. It was like one of these things where he was willing to do it. Like I asked him on Friday because we were at this convention together, and then by Sunday, and in all honesty and fairness, it was the first time they held this convention. It was in Jersey, and I don't think it went too well, and some of the celebrities there didn't really do that well. But so by Sunday, let's say a lot of people were cranky. So
yeah,
you know, that's I'll leave.
Well. That can happen. So we had a good time in June, but
we can talk about Lou Ferrigno, that story, some other time then, Jack.
but wait a minute. I'll say one thing about this convention. I think I mentioned this before. I was amazed that at one table they had Tippi Hedren, Martin Landau, and Bruce Dern at this convention that I was at. It was a brand new convention. The three of them, legends in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody at their table. Yet there was a line.
Wow.
There was a line for the Hare Krishna zombie from Dawn of the Dead.
Oh.
There you go.
And I was,
who
I was floored.
Who doesn't want to meet the Hare Krishna zombie?
I was floored. I was absolutely floored that nobody here, three legends in this business, absolute legends. Martin Landau,
Tippi Hedren,
Academy Award
Bruce
winner.
Bruce Dern and Martin Landau.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we're looking forward to doing a bunch of these. Like I said, we have Gilardi Fest coming up. Then the weekend after that, we do Monster Bash with, that's the one where Donnie Dunnigan's going to be there, Janet Angallo. We're going to be doing a show out at the Ohio border, western border in Delphus, Ohio, called Collecticon, where Slash Cooper is going to be there. Again, we hope you feel better, Slash.
Mm-hmm.
He and Foxy and the Mummy and the Monkey and Mr. Molto and Rob Graves and the Countess and I are going to be at that one.
Yeah.
Then we're going to do Amazicon. This was a fellow, Mike Krager, who was at the Monster Bash we did in June, and he saw us interacting with people there. He liked the way we were with people. And he said
he liked your kazoo playing. He kept paying you to play songs.
That's right. He'd come over and throw down a buck like I was a jukebox, and I'd pocket the buck and, you know, I'd keep playing. And then there's another one, Dark Christmas in Menor, Ohio, toward the end of November. So we're going to be doing five over the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And if anybody asks us for interviews, for cash to do the interview, Jack, we're going to tell them, oh, yeah, we pay. Just send Halloween Jack at the Monster Channel a bill. He'll pay it. You know, send him your invoice.
Thanks.
Anytime, sure.
I know. I'm going to be getting angry texts in the morning from Ken Forey and Linda Blair now. So, mud.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That's probably spinning around right now. She's spinning up like pea
soup.
Well,
I have to tell you. I have to tell you, the guy that was my cameraman at the time was absolutely funny because there was a figure of her out in the hallway from The Exorcist with her head spinning around. So he went outside and he interviewed that because she was there. I have to find that footage. Anyway, we've only got a minute left. As usual, this was great. A great party atmosphere. Atmosphere in the Monster Channel. I want to say thank you, both Drac and Carita, for great interview, great show tonight, and we can't wait to see more. And
thank you, Jack,
Bones,
and thank you again, Bones. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
I just
our want to
pleasure. Say that I want to say we had a great night, and we love everybody out there that hears the sound of my voice. Good night, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Absolutely. Good night. Good
night,
Thank you so much for both being on here tonight.
Good night, John boy.
Gee, where did I hear that before? Everybody have a great night, and listen next week on the Eerie Late Night Radio Show. We have another good show for you next week. Take care. We love you. Good night.